While breathing in long, one nose, I breathe in long. While breathing out long, one nose, I breathe out long. While breathing in short, one nose, I breathe in short. While breathing out short, one nose, I breathe out short. I wanted to just make a point about with the quality, when we notice the quality of the breath, we can notice directly, so we don't need words. We don't need to label everything. So in terms of noticing the quality of the breath, we're using the sense of touch within the body. And there's just that direct experience. Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting thing. Well, what's just the texture of roughness or smoothness? That pre-exists words, really. It's just the direct experience. So we can have that kind of very direct sensing, and that might be enough. And it might be that sometimes a simple label might just help us be a little bit more conscious about what's happening as well. So it might be that just noticing, oh, smooth or sleepy, in terms of the quality of the breath, will help. But I guess the thing is, it's not necessary. It just might help as an expedient. Yeah, so it is possible to just sense the quality of the breath without having to label it. But it might be that a simple noticing with a word will help. And that's just because that's the way our mind works. We notice things a lot through a thought. A lot of things become conscious. We use thought that way. When we're becoming aware of our experience then, just trying to notice more the experience, and then maybe if we note it in any way, but that's just helping us come more onto the experience rather than us getting lost in the process of labeling. Yeah, so whether finding the exact right word starts to become a preoccupation, yeah. In parts of the tradition, the nature of reality is sometimes described as signless, which means beyond. Deepest experience really is beyond words. So it may be we experience it, but it's kind of ineffable, or it's not that there's a word right there. And we don't need to then get stuck in, you know, searching for a word, but just experience changing, just going with the change, if that makes sense. You could completely ignore everything I say. I think that's fair enough. So if you feel like you kind of have your own thing you want to do in terms of noticing the characteristics of the breath, which is what these two instructions are, you could just kind of go ahead and do it and ignore everything I'm saying. It's fine. But I will give you some things to try just again to help you notice a little more freshly what's happening. So kind of breaking out of our habit when maybe we have some habits and we say, okay, become aware of the breath, and we just kind of zone into this kind of not too aware thing that we do all the time. And so in a way, by trying something fresh, it's just loosening it all up a bit. So in the first sit then, we'll spend a little time just noticing the breath as it is. And then we'll just notice the duration using the counting. So if that wasn't clear, we're just counting at a steady pace, regular pace, fairly regular. Don't get too worried about that either. And as you're counting, so you're breathing in and counting one, two, maybe that's it, right? Or maybe one, two, three, however long the inhale lasts. And then on the exhale, starting again, one, two, three, four, one. It doesn't matter where you get to. It's just sort of a way to notice the length. So that's it. Counting's very subtle. It's more the breath. It's just a way to help us get in touch with the changing length of the breath. Then we'll just start to explore a little bit just the interrelationship between the breath and the body. So that's the body and the breath are mutually dancing together in a way, and also the mind's in that dance. So the quality of the breath, the body, and the mind are all affecting each other. And it's something that's quite simple in a way. We don't need to make it complicated. We can just notice what's happening. Then for a few moments, we'll just try to do as little as possible in terms of not pushing the breath, hurrying it, or trying to make it a particular way. So just noticing that, letting it be. And then we're really just going to end with letting everything be.